Take a look at this guy. He wants to exchange his US dollars for Japanese yen because he's going on a trip to Japan. Okay, so when he's in the airport, he's going to look for a sign that says currency exchange. Okay, and when he finds the currency exchange place, he's going to walk up to the counter. This is called a counter. Okay, he's going to walk up to the counter and say, "Hi, I'd like to exchange some American dollars." And this person is going to say, "Sure, which currency would you like?" Okay, currency is another word for money. Okay, he's going to say, "I'd like Japanese yen." He's going to say, "How many dollars would you like to exchange?" "I'd like to exchange $500. "Sure, that will equal 53,000 yen. And he might say, "Could I see your passport?" Okay, in some countries, they'll ask for your passport and they might make a photocopy of it before they'll exchange your money. Okay, so you can just say, "Sure," and you can give him the passport. Then, that's it. Then he's going to say, "Okay, here's your money." And you can say, "Thanks." And that's it. That's how easy it is to exchange money. Now, most currency exchange places have a sign in the front that shows the exchange rates, right? How many dollars to how many yen, Canadian dollars, American dollars, Swiss francs, euros, okay? All the currencies, they should be here on this sign. But if there is no sign, then you could ask, "What's your exchange rate between US dollars and Japanese yen?" Okay, what's your exchange rate? Okay, so he might say, "We buy US dollars at 100 yen and sell at 120. Okay, there's always going to be two numbers, right? There's a buy number and a sell number. Okay, that's how these people make money. Okay, they make money by ripping you off. They make money by cheating you, basically. All these places, they give really bad exchange rates. So it's probably better not to change your money in an airport, but sometimes you have to, right? Sometimes that's the only option. So then you need to get ripped off here. Okay, so I want to know, which bills do you have in your currency? Which bills do you have in your currency? In Canada, we have 5 bills in Canadian dollars, okay? We have the $5 bill, the $10 bill, the $20 bill, the $50 bill, and the $100 bill. We used to have a $1,000 bill, but that was canceled about 18 years ago. Okay, so I want you to tell me how many bills do you have, and what are their values? Okay, let me know down there in the comments, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.